Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 82. How about you? I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
And I got my brother Mr. Greer joining us today.
Hello.
Super excited. It's been a while, my brother. You haven't been on WBS in quite some time.
If I had to guess, it'd probably be like a while. Yeah, it'd have to be like 4 months because it was definitely before the pandemic. Right?
I know.
Absolutely.
Craziness.
Yeah, absolutely craziness. It was still cold out.
You need to be on more often.
I was wearing pants and a jacket.
I know, it's true. What do you call it? Anyway, WBS brought to you, as always, by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Woo!
Today's secret word is
courage. It's only going to be used once, maybe twice today because I got to do a shout out for a friend of ours. So I'll do that a little bit later.
Oh,
see
I thought
if
we
you
were
guys
talking about how
stay
Apple,
on your toes.
I thought we were talking about how Apple got rid of the headphone jack and called it courage.
They
did do that.
I'm going to be late on that.
That's fine. That's literally the gimmick.
So what do you call it? I wanted to start off. First and foremost, happy birthday, Mr. Greer.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It was your birthday this past weekend.
It was.
What did you do? You do anything good?
No, I just watched football with my friends, and that's kind of it, actually.
But for you, that's like a perfect weekend.
Yeah. Every few years, my birthday falls on either the first game of football or at least the first Sunday in football, and it's pretty awesome. Next year, I'll get the first Monday night football game, which is kind of cool.
Hey.
Yeah.
So how was it, you know, I guess, finally watching football live? You know what I mean?
Football, especially since we didn't have the preseason, it was weird. But football season, when it starts, is always weird because it's baseball still playing and it's still kind of warm out, so it doesn't really feel like it's football season yet.
Gotcha.
So it's just, you know, it's still weird. Like, I still can't believe football's back, but, you know, like, I want more, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not
everything's like stacking now. So you have baseball, you have football, and you have hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be weird because once we're done with hockey and basketball, they're going to go on a break until, I think, Christmas time, okay. Those sports come back.
Okay. That's crazy. Well, that's good, though. I mean, look, everybody was kind of, you know, really getting antsy, especially people like yourself who are like super, super sporty people. And, you know, everybody was like going through withdrawals because there was nothing was going on.
There was no form of live entertainment, period.
Yeah. Well, it's
except for Korean baseball,
which is funny that Korean baseball became such a huge thing.
Well,
because
it's all they had, you know, like that's the way it is. You didn't have anything else to watch. You're going to watch. If you're going to like, sports, you like baseball, at least you're going to watch it.
Yeah, that's true. This is very true.
I did
what do you call
for
it,
a couple weeks.
We are 10 minutes for the segment, not 15 on these.
Oh, my God, you're right. So
anyway.
In that case, that would be,
so just so everybody knows, Zambo forgot to put our timer on. So we're
10 minutes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost track of time because I was getting everything kind of set up on the back end enjoying a nice cup of coffee.
It's all good.
Yes.
You trying the Death Wish coffee?
Yes,
no free
I am.
Ads?
Enjoying it very much.
Yeah.
No free ads.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Try them out. No free ads.
So I also wanted to talk about next weekend. Apparently, we got in the mail today for Tom and Kim and I to, you know, come to your engagement party.
Yes.
Which, one, way to be last minute.
Yeah. Okay. So first off, I know the envelope says the 9th.
Okay.
We put that in way before that.
But that's when it was stamped.
That's not when we put it in the box, though. That's the part that annoys me.
Okay.
So, regardless, now it's finally here in your possession. The three of you guys are invited, without a doubt. I'm still working out to see if I can get Danielle in there. It's only because of COVID and everything, we have to have a limit.
It's no worries. You don't have to worry about
I know,
it because it's Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, it is.
So, I don't know, you know, I don't know what time I'm going to be able to do, but I will come for some of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, of course, I want to be there to celebrate that with
thank
you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
You know, I'll have to wear like 4 masks, you know, being around you. But, no, I'm just kidding.
Nah.
I'm kidding.
I know. We're going to have plenty of sanitation stations, masks to give out if you need, all that jazz. It'll be fine.
So
it'll be fine.
Now,
is it okay if I wear a mask with like the hole cut out in the middle, or I get one of those perforated ones so I can breathe?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think anyone would care.
You stick your tongue out. Blah, blah, blah.
It's really to make the event holder happy. It's fine.
Did you, what do you call it? Now, is this a dress-up event, or is this like casual jeans, nice
Absolutely
top?
Casual. Okay. If you want to dress a little nice, feel free, but nice shirt is really as far as you need to go. Okay. If you want it.
Okay.
I'm gonna
I
be
just
want to
make sure that I'm not rolling in and schlepping.
You're going to be fine.
I'm not going to schlep anyway, no, you know. No. Like I schlep here.
Yeah, but that's because it's here. It's a different story.
It is it's bad.
You're going to be seeing a lot of my family though, so you may want to
I'll dress nicer, but it's bad.
Good.
Like I'll come in, I'm wearing like
pajamas
yeah. and slide-ons. By the way, Greer,
yeah,
how's
as H, I'm just saying as H, I will just clear the room now. As HR, technically, when we grow bigger,
we need a dress.
That's
code.
Eventually going to have to stop.
I know, but it's just you know,
we'll
I mean,
have
just
a casual Friday.
We'll bring the literal hammer down.
But we have to have pajama days.
There'll be a pajama day.
Every once in a while.
I don't know of Fortune 500 companies having pajama days.
That's why they're not fun. That's why they're not fun.
But no, seriously, it's bad. It's bad though. Because I'm just like, all right, I'm rolling out of bed.
You want to be comfortable when you work.
Yeah,
no, I understand.
And you know, and you other people are getting to work at home right now.
They must definitely have casual Fridays. So we'll at least have casual Fridays. We'll have pajama day once a month, that type of thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe like every quarter, we'll have bring your daughter to work day or whatever.
We got to get dressed up for Halloween.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to do that fun stuff. I don't know what happened.
Speaking of Halloween, I really, really want that Home Depot 12-foot skeleton.
I'd never seen it.
It is a 12-foot skeleton.
Okay.
At Home Depot. It's like three bones. Ha. But it's a nice big one. It's a big, huge skeleton. It's really funny.
I saw, what do you call it? Oh, it was, I think Kim sent it?
Mm-hmm.
She sent a, the what do you call it? The Audrey 2. They had the Audrey 2.
Oh, 2s. Yeah, they had the Audrey plant.
I'm assuming it was like from Party City or something because she loves that place. But the, what
Party
do you call
City's
it? They looked like pretty damn big ones. I'd love to have like one of those big jammies.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be really cool.
I love Audrey 2. Mm-hmm. That's such a great
little Shop of Horrors is just a great series.
It's a great puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do you call it? Moving forward, I also want to bring attention to the fact that it is Suicide Awareness Month.
Yes.
What do you call it? So again, people out there, if you are feeling any way, especially now during the pandemic and you know, people are, you know, away from friends, away from family, you know, especially people that are autoimmune, have those type of issues that can't, you know, they can't kind of venture out at all. You know, people are getting more depressed and things are happening. You're not alone. There are people out there. We want to make sure that you have the opportunity to speak with somebody and get help. What do you call it? There's always somebody. If you need somebody, reach out to us on social media. We'll be happy to get back in touch with you. What do you call it? And, you know, or guide you to somebody who can help. So please make sure that you touch base because those feelings are nothing to play games with. All
yeah,
right.
Those are definitely very serious feelings.
You're not the only person that's going through a lot of stuff right now. And there's plenty of people that are there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
And even if you're not that type of person that's going through that stuff right now, there might be someone that you haven't spoken to in maybe a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe a couple months.
Yeah.
Try and reach out to them. Just say hi.
It's true. It's very important.
That could make all the difference in the world for that person at that moment.
It's very important.
Really.
And, you know, right now there's a lot of people that they're just, you know, they're feeling very alone.
It's very hard with the pandemic.
It's time to, you know, it's time to reach out. You know what I mean? And again, anybody out there, if you're feeling sad, you're feeling blue, what do you call it? You're not alone. Again, hit us up or, you know, what do you call it? Do you know can you get the hotline number?
Yeah,
what's the
hotline
number? Let's grab the hotline. I know it's something simple and I should know this by heart by now. But, you know, I've had a lot of friends in the past who have, you know, taken their own lives. And it's a very, very sad thing, not just for, you know, the family and the friends. And I mean, it's just awful and it's not worth it. So the hotline.
The hotline is 1-800-273-8255.
Again,
if you need to call the number, there is also a text number, which I will locate right now.
Yeah. Again, that's 800-273. What was that? 8255. And again, hit us up on social media. We'll be happy to get on with you, talk to you, even if it's on direct message. You know, make sure we know that there's something going on. We want to help you.
Mm-hmm. And also, you can text 741-741, and it's 24/7 text support.
See, that's great. I didn't even know about that.
Yep, that is very recent in terms of advertising, but it actually has been around for a little while, just not as advertised.
I think it got really pushed during. I started seeing a lot more commercials for it after the pandemic. Like once we started getting locked down, I saw a lot of. a lot of commercials for like texting.
Yeah,
and
let's admit,
which
too,
is like, which is big because a lot of people don't like to just speak about their feelings like face to face.
Exactly. You know? Sometimes they just want to write it all out, and which can help greatly depending on who you are. But like most of the time, they're also in a situation where they can't go on the phone.
This is true.
So it makes perfect sense to help them guide them through a situation. Hopefully, you know.
Right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back to Within Brimskin.
Are you in entertainment? Own a business? Looking for that competitive edge?
You need to check out GalaxyDesignSquad.com.
Family owned and operated for 14 years, Galaxy Design Squad has developed promotional items for small mom and pop shops, Fortune 500 companies, entertainers, and celebs.
You mean like us?
No, not like us. Yes, of course like us.
Again, 100% custom products, where your imagination is the limit.
They got pins, coins, patches, cufflinks, keychains, lanyards, you name it, they got it.
All you have to do is head over to GalaxyDesignSquad.com. Get started on your design process right away. They'll even go above and beyond to help you if you need it.
That's GalaxyDesignSquad.com.
Custom products that are
out of this world.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman! Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, what do you call it? In honor of Greer joining us today, yes. I have a really fun question.
Oh.
And I guess we can debate it, we can talk about it, and there's a couple levels to this, because I have a couple different battles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that what do you call it? I don't even know where it came from this weekend. I thought about it, and I was going to do it, you know, on GHR, but, you know, I figured, why not do it here?
Yeah, why not?
It's fun. Okay.
I mean, you can also kind of bring it up again, and we can kind of expand the conversation.
We can.
Maybe
we can.
I was going to say,
yeah, because we can get everybody's opinion.
Yes, actually, Kim will actually enjoy one or two of these.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. Ready for this one?
All right. Steal yourself.
There you go. So this is for those of you out there who are not familiar with GHR. Mm-hmm. First of all, you better get acquainted because what do you call it? You're missing out. Greer and I are always arguing about Batman and so forth. Okay. So this question does include Batman, but what do you call it? I want to see what everybody's take is.
Okay.
Battle: Darth Vader versus Batman. Who wins?
How much prep time does Batman get?
Yeah.
They both have a week prep time.
Okay. Batman wins.
You think?
Yeah, Batman, again, it all comes from the same argument.
Okay.
Batman is the world's greatest detective. He's going to use all of this time to study Darth Vader and find his weak points. Because ultimately, Darth Vader is very force sensitive. He's a Jedi. He can see things coming. Ultimately, most of the man is a robot.
True.
Is animatronic.
True.
Batman is built on gadgets and going to figure out how to knock this man out.
Okay.
I'm going to definitely seem that Batman's going to win this because, hear me out on this one. Mostly electronic. You're right. Batman's got to have something with electromagnetic pulse in there to knock his electronics out for a minute, rendering him temporarily, you know, useless.
Okay.
Dumps a couple bits of sand on him. Boom. Anakin becomes a kid again. Is groveling, crying like a little baby.
Yeah.
Sand. Coarse roughs gets everywhere. Done.
Go. Fair enough. Now
Batman's gonna see that sand weakness a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's gonna happen almost instantly.
He's gonna lure him back to like Acme Gotham Inc., like the sand production factory,
yeah,
and
exactly.
have him fall into a pit of sand. It's gonna be it's gonna be glorious.
Now exactly. I definitely think that you're onto something. Mm-hmm. I'm actually siding towards Batman on this as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, you got to understand, Darth Vader also does have the Force.
Yeah.
If right away Vader knows that Batman is the
greatest
detective,
he can just literally lift him up, choke him out.
He can just choke him out with that little finger thingy.
Yeah.
So what happens if he grabs him by the throat? You know, with that finger thingy.
Batman's got to Batman, but the thing is, Batman's gonna
he would
know,
have a contingency plan.
Batman's gonna know the Force is coming. Batman's had time to study Darth Vader. He knows that if Darth Vader catches him, he's gonna grab him with the Force. Batman's gonna have something that goes off behind that. Like, Batman will use himself as bait, get caught by Darth Vader for something else. Batman's playing chess while Darth Vader's playing checkers.
Literally.
Okay.
Like, I can see, like, the moment, like, let's say
I'm with you on this so far.
Has a blood oxygen monitor.
Okay.
Which means if Batman starts getting choked by the Force, blood oxygen level starts dropping, right?
Right.
The moment it drops below that certain, like, miniature threshold, boom, something happens that blinds or temporarily disables Vader. Boom, he's freed, catches his breath real quick, punches socks Vader one real quick, you know, and there you go.
So you think that it's 100% chance that Batman wins? You don't think that there's...
No, it's not 100%.
So what percentage, if we have to say percentage-wise, which direction do you think, who's getting a higher...
75% Batman wins.
That high?
Yeah.
I would probably go about that. That's good odds.
Batman could kill pretty... Batman's gotten at everybody.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm going to agree with that.
Has he fought Darkseid yet?
I have no idea.
Batman?
I wonder if he fought Darkseid yet.
Maybe. I'm going to look it up.
So now here, this is just a moving on.
But also the problem we run into is, I mean, it depends on what your level of beat would be, because Batman's not going to kill Darth Vader. Darth Vader's probably going to try and kill Batman.
That's true. Darth Vader will try to kill Batman.
Batman's not going to kill him. Batman's just going to incapacitate him. He's probably going to leave him the same way Obi-Wan left him in Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
Just without limbs.
So you said Batman did beat Darkseid?
So he's beat him on a total of about 6 times.
Really?
As of 2019, in terms of comics and video and everything.
Okay.
So apparently there was a time where he was escaping from Darkseid's prison. Batman hunted him down and used a god-killing bullet to mortally injure Darkseid,
God-killing bullet?
Yeah.
What did he have? Some kind of wizard make this bullet?
I'm just going to say plot armor.
Okay. Because, I mean, come on now. That's a little bit strange. Okay, now, so
there's reincarnation in DC.
So now, this is true. So now, say we took the Batman, and, all right, Batman beats Darth Vader. What happens if Batman now goes against Thanos? Now, Thanos is a different animal altogether.
Well, I think the problem you run into is Batman just... he probably physically can't beat Thanos by himself.
No.
He'd take that would
Thor
that, that's gonna take more than
ah.
That's gonna take more. He'd end up going out like Tony Stark did. Like he'd wind up going out just killing himself while, you know.
Which brings us back to Batman and Tony Stark are very similar.
Like if Batman's gonna probably kill Thanos, Batman's probably dying in that fight as well.
Wow, you actually have something online about it.
So this is a Korra. Solution. So it's like one of those like forms that you can ask a question and it gets answered by people. So Thanos is a being who is more powerful than any team of superheroes, and he's also from another universe, so Batman wouldn't know anything. It's kind of like when DC met Mortal Kombat. Like everyone was like, oh God, what's going on? Batman would apparently use his Hellbat armor that would give Thanos a fight, but we won't know on how close he would get to beating him.
I'm curious.
It would
be
a lot of fights. It would definitely be similar to Batman. It'd be a lot more intense than Batman fighting Bane when he had to figure out how to beat Bane because Bane just continuously crippled him.
Oh yeah,
it would be similar to that. Batman would not survive a fight with Thanos.
Here we go. If Batman had prep, he would merge his two most powerful suits to beat Thanos. That's basically what people are saying.
Yeah, but the problem was
if he didn't have prep time, he'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, he's a clever character.
He's still a mortal human being.
You know, and that's what it comes down to is he is
a billionaire in a fancy suit.
You know, and that's where gods that are getting crushed by Thanos. You know what I mean? So but the Marvel universe is completely different than the DC universe.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I wonder what would happen or what would have happened if the DC universe characters like the Justice League went against Thanos. As the Marvel universe,
it'll happen one day when the conglomerate just owns DC as well, and DC's owned by Disney and everybody.
Look at
that. Can you imagine?
We'll have a rehash of the Avengers. Like Thanos will come back when he's fighting like Batman and Superman, and we'll probably have an Iron Man back. It'll probably by that point it'll be CGI'd Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Because he'll
be in a home.
He's getting old now. What do you call it? Yeah. Okay, so the next one. All right, so we did Darth Vader and Batman. What are your thoughts on this one?
Okay.
Darth Maul versus Wolverine.
Ooh.
That's a crazy fight.
What are we talking about? Darth
no
Maul.
No prep time.
They don't Darth really Maul need wins. Prep time, though. The two like Wolverine loves to go ham. Now, what we're talking about, though, is Darth Maul now post sushi surgery, or is this pre-sushi?
No, this is when you first saw him in the film.
This
he still has his legs.
Three legs. All right.
I think it's still Darth Maul. Just because Darth Maul is going to dismember the hell out of... I feel like Wolverine is just he's just somebody who's got the healing nature. He is made of adamantium and stuff. I'm pretty sure adamantium, they've never had a crossover, assuming it could be cut by a lightsaber.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if the lightsaber could actually go through adamantium.
Because if it can, then he's dead. Then he's done.
Yeah.
Game over.
Because adamantium, I can't believe they actually have, conversations.
Well, they have everybody.
Like
yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
I guess I can. It's the internet.
It depends. If a lightsaber could cut adamantium, then 1,000% Darth Maul's going to win.
That's basically what it is.
Because the argument is... Batman could outsmart Darth Vader.
Yes.
I don't necessarily think Wolverine could outsmart Darth Maul.
This argument was made 10 years ago, guys.
Darth Maul, I think Darth Maul would have a hard time with him, though. I think Wolverine would actually give a fight. You know what I'm saying?
I think he'd try, but I just don't think...
I don't think Wolverine could get close
Wolverine's
enough.
Wolverine's not
going to
be able to... Exactly, because Darth Maul's still got the Force abilities.
That's true, too. I didn't think about
that. Here's also something, though, too. Like, if you remember back in Episode 1 when they had to cut through the door in the beginning of the film, it took them a good minute to melt through that door, right?
Yeah.
And that was just the metals of the Star Wars universe.
So
adamantium is stronger
more.
Than metal.
Hmm.
Adamantium is stronger than metal, so it can still probably cut through it because a lightsaber is pure energy, but it'll take a little bit of time, so he would have to kind of beat him down a little bit and maybe use
and hit
force
the same
power.
Spot.
Yes, or at least keep beating down or keeping him far enough away to start something.
But if he uses the Force, that's over because he could just cripple somebody using
him.
The Force.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
About the Force. It's so unfair.
The Force is very much a Mary Sue type of item.
Unfair.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why they... I get it, but it's like, okay, well, now you're making them kind of indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Enough Jedis have died. Order 66 did happen.
This is true.
Basically, all the Jedis were killed.
Yeah.
So, if you get enough of... if you, like, the Force only works for some people. I mean, like, even then, I think pretty sure the story of the Sith was the Sith were a whole planet of Sith Lords and, like, Sith apprentices until they just all started killing each other. And then there can only be, like, two
and
of them at a time.
And they could only be two, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this guy is actually saying, you know, adamantium, if you're looking at the, like, apples to oranges here and comparing it to what's available in the Star Wars universe,
okay,
adamantium is similar to Beskar, which is the same steel that the Mandalorian uses to create his armor. So maybe if the best, so if he was made of, so if the properties of adamantium are similar to that in the Star Wars universe,
okay,
then it would definitely take a little bit of time to cut through because it definitely can deflect quite a lot before damage starts to take hold within and it loses its durability.
Yeah, I think mostly you just get screwed on. Wolverine's just in trouble on the force part because you just stop him and then now Darth Maul really all he has to do is just slowly stab into him or cut his head off.
I wonder how far you can go with that, though. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's take a quick break. We can continue this when we get back. We'll be right back with WBS with Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening with Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
It's Morphin Time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat. Pecant. Pecant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Pecant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Pecant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Pecant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PecantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! years. My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again.
Minute Hell hath restored your magic. Let us celebrate.
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at MainandTale.com.
And we're back to Imbrimskin.
Hello.
So we left off where...
Talking about Maul versus...
Talking about Maul, but the Force, how the Force is unfair.
So, yeah, so...
Now, what we were talking about... Right,
a little bit off air. You
right
went
off,
into the
right
bathroom.
Right off air.
Yeah.
Was... So essentially, if Wolverine... Now, Wolverine's also gone against people. So you got the Force. But Wolverine is mentally and physically strong enough to have gone, and he's gone off like a crazy blast from like Ultron, and he's walked through it where all the skin has come off the body and it's just the skeleton. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, he has survived the nuke, if you remember, too.
He did.
He has survived the nuke.
So what if he does get close enough, takes a swing, can his claws and the adamantium disrupt the energy from the, what do you call it, through from the lightsaber? That's the question.
I don't know if you've ever found anything that straight up just disrupts the energy from lightsaber. It might, like...
It may cut through the hilt.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe if he goes to hit the hilt of it, it might maybe make it two lightsabers, but I think it'd wind up being, like, deflecting, like, metal, like, two swords deflecting each other.
Okay.
Just, it would just bounce off, kind of.
Okay.
Know?
So it would probably, like, bounce off.
Yeah.
And if he hits too many times with the claws, then it's going to go through the claws.
So here's the thing, too. Not many lightsabers are made out of the Beskar steel. So Beskar being the comparison that we were talking about earlier to adamantium.
Okay.
So if his lightsaber hilt isn't made out of that, most likely Wolverine is able to cut through it. So if he's able to cut through just the hilt of Darth Maul's lightsaber, that would disable his ability to kind of attack, and he's kind of now on the defensive with only the Force, and he could probably only go so far with that before he perishes.
Right, but he can fight. He can fight because he's like crazy.
True.
But okay,
so there's that. But
so percentage wise, where are we going on?
I'm
going
to say like probably like 60-40.
60-40?
60-40 to Maul.
60-40 to Maul. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'd probably go like 60-40 to Darth Maul.
Okay.
60-40 only because there's a chance because you also got to keep in mind, too, he's got to keep a wide berth because of his double-sided saber. I mean, yeah, he could use one side or the other, and that kind of brings it down a little bit, but he also doesn't want to get too close because Wolverine's going to be constantly coming in for the offensive and get close as possible. So if he uses the Force to kind of keep him at bay, and it's going to be a constant dance. It's going to be a constant dance. It's very hard to kind of...
I think it would be an interesting thing to watch.
It would be crazy.
Yeah,
I think there actually is... remember that old series called Death Battle? Way back
I think
when?
So, yeah.
I think they actually had...
When they're played out of ideas, we'll get Marvel versus Star Wars.
This is true.
Guardians of the Galaxy will put someone on their ship, and they'll magically wind up in a galaxy far, far away. You see.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be so bad.
It would be hilarious.
I would not be a fan of that. I love each of those universes as they are.
Yeah.
If you tried to cross them over, I just feel like that would be nothing.
Totally different feels.
But absolutely terrible. Well, because it would never feel like they're doing it to make a good movie. It would only ever feel
money
like
grab.
They're doing it to be a money grab. They're only doing it to reach like a movie that grosses over $1 trillion because like it doesn't matter whether or not it's going to be a good movie. If it says Marvel meets Star Wars or something, it doesn't matter how bad it is. You're just going to go see it because it's like, well, I guess I got to go see it.
Yeah.
It's Marvel and Star Wars.
Now, not to go too crazy on that, which we can probably talk about on GHR, it'd be fun. But what do you call it? And get Kim's take on it now that she's a Star Wars lover. But the what do you call
it's
it?
It's about time.
Yeah, I know. What do you call it? But you know, if the right person, like if Gunn actually directed it, I think that he might be able to find an interesting way to make it work.
No, I don't think so.
I
don't. I think no matter how you do it, because enough people are soured on the Star Wars universe. I mean, I guess unless between now and then, because again, this would be like light years down the road if this even became a thing, which I don't think it would.
Right.
I just think it would always just feel like, all right, well, you played out all your storylines. Now you're just trying to just trying to money grab us, like at the very end. You know, you're
still
trying to literally just bleed. It's like that meme where it's always Mickey Mouse like walk into the cow.
Yeah.
And the cow is just like completely drained, like bone skinny, and he's got a whole Mickey's got a whole bunch of buckets on him.
Yeah,
and it's just
the
like
cow's
that.
Chewing.
It's just like that. Yeah, it's just like that. They bleed it dry.
Oh, sorry. What are you doing?
No, I'm looking this up. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
So, what do you call it? All right. So now I had one last one, and also, you know, a crazy crossover, and I don't know if they would have this online. All right, Yoda versus Deadpool.
Hmm.
Deadpool is unkillable. Remember, he's you can't kill Deadpool.
As long as there is a piece of skin that is able to regenerate from whatever reason, he'll be able to regenerate.
He'll regenerate back.
Yeah, fully.
So who wins that? And Yoda's gone. Yoda is
Yoda
insane.
Does die.
But he was like,
he died of old age. Yeah. I just think I think naturally Deadpool would just like outlast him. Like is he legit immortal? Like he doesn't age, like he doesn't get to a certain age and die. He just is forever going to be
just
living.
He's
forever like a giant cancer cell walking. Basically.
He's tried to kill himself on numerous occasions.
No, I know, but like there isn't a point where it's like his body just gets too old and he dies.
Nah.
Like,
it just keeps regenerating itself.
Yeah. Okay, so
but the thing is, like, they can't take his cells because they're too unstable outside of his own body. So, like, if they take his cells to try and use it for a cloning issue, they basically just turn to goo. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, many antagonists have tried to do that, and they just can't do it.
So then over time, Deadpool would win because he'd just outlast Yoda. Like, they'd keep fighting, Yoda would kill him, he'd come back to life, and then Yoda's just going to die of old age. That's just the way it's going to happen.
I see. Yeah. Well,
I can't find it.
If you're telling me that he literally could just be a finger, like a piece of flesh attached to a fingernail and just regenerate into a human being, there's no way Yoda can kill that.
No, but
unless he literally just vaporized it, like just dropped him in a sun or something like that, then maybe
dropped him into lava and just let him suffer.
Yeah, exactly.
But essentially, couldn't Yoda do something like that? Couldn't he use the Force? Yoda wouldn't
do
that. Of course,
Yoda wouldn't do that.
No.
No, Yoda's
only violent.
Yoda doesn't
needs to.
Yoda doesn't. He's not going to kill him. He's not. He's definitely not just going to outwardly kill Deadpool. There's no way Deadpool poses enough of a threat to the world and Yoda for Yoda to say, "I'm going to kill him." Like Deadpool's an anti-hero. He does a lot of messed up stuff, but you have to be doing something Thanos level for Yoda to try and kill you. Probably.
Pretty much.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that Yoda would get so annoyed.
He didn't even kill Count
Deadpool.
Dooku when they fought. Count Dooku was somebody that turned on the Jedi Order, turned on Yoda, and they fought, and Yoda didn't kill him.
Yoda was quick.
Yoda was quick. Yeah, that was crazy.
He still didn't kill him. Yeah, Yoda's like Batman.
Yoda is the Jedi version of Batman.
Not as smart, though.
Maybe.
Wait, hold on a minute. You don't think that Yoda's as smart as Batman?
In hindsight, when you look back at the prequels, how dumb were the Jedis? The Jedis got walked into their own trap. The Jedis got walked
Jedis
into their own.
Damn dumb.
They got walked in. They walked themselves into their own genocide.
This is
basically.
This is true. Well, what do you call it? I think.
You'll let them.
I think that was fun. What do you call it? You know, just throwing a couple of things against the wall. Yeah. I have a couple of different ones that we can throw in on GHR. So, you know, again, guys, if you're tuning in, make sure you tune in 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on Thursday. Yeah. Catch a new episode of The Grind. House Radio. What do you call it? So I wanted to do a shout out for our friend Marty Grabstein.
Hello.
You might know him as Courage. The Cowardly Dog. He's been doing this past weekend and the next couple of weeks. He's doing, it's Sundays at 8, Fear and Self-Loathing. He plays Hunter S. And It's all online, I believe.
Nice.
So what do you call it? You go to youtube.com/ 68 Cent Crew Theater. THEATRE. So 68 Cent Crew Theater. And what do you call it? It'll tell you exactly how to tune in and check it out. Very, very happy for him. He's having a great time with it. And he asked if we would check it out. So here we are. I also wanted to do a shout out to Kenny Durkin. So Kenny is a former Disney artist. Mm-hmm. He was before the pandemic for many years. He had been an in-park artist that, you know, one of those people who does all the amazing artwork and makes you look like Disney characters.
Yeah.
Disney World or Disneyland. And he sent us this past weekend a version of the four main characters of GHR, and it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely
so
wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
So, I thought that was really great, and I appreciate that so much, and we all appreciate that so much. Big shout out to you, Kenny.
Shout out.
Make sure if you guys want to check him out, Kenny Durkin, that's D-U-R-K-I-N.com. He does take commissions, so if you guys are are interested in getting something done, you can have them do it. It's a great gift, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and if you want to see the picture, we posted it all over our social.
Yes,
so
and it's also on the website already. If you go to our thegrindhouseradio.com, you go into watch, and you'll see fan art there. So if you click on that, you get to see his work and a whole bunch of other goodies. So what do you call it? That's about all the time we have. What
Sounds
do you call
good
it?
To me, Putty.
We definitely appreciate you tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Make sure you tune in every single week. Tuesdays
at
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Magical Mondays with Mr. Greer and Kim Adragna.
Yes.
Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week. Nothing at the end of that? Wow.
I didn't feel like it.